Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay and today I'm going to be giving you 3 points on how you can self-assess and know if what you're doing is the right thing to do as a speaker or a singer. So these 3 things will help you to know if you're doing the right thing for yourself and if you're on the right path and you know moving along and actually progressing the way you want to. And if you haven't got the money to pay someone else to do this for you, how can you look inside and find it for yourself? Here we go, let's get straight into it. Number one, write down clearly what your goals are. Because if you don't know what you want or where it is you want to go, you've got no idea how to get there. Say, look, you've got a map and you decide to start driving, but you don't have a clear destination. You'll just be driving around forever if you don't know where you're going. You might end up somewhere accidentally, but by having a clear destination, a clear goal, you'll find a way to get there much quicker, and you'll find every single, you make the changes necessary and you'll take the right directions and you'll discover things that are gonna lead you towards that. So you have to be very clear, and if you're gonna be assessing yourself, you have to first know what it is you want. So write that down. Don't just think about it, don't put it into your phone, get a pen and paper and write those goals down. Actually write them down. It's so important to do that. It can't be like understated. Write down what your goals are for your voice, whether it's to kind of improve your tone, your pitch, your articulation, your resonance, your presence, whatever it is, write it down. Which leads me on to number two. In order to self-assess and actually to progress towards your goals, you want to break it down into smaller goals. And then you want to do one at a time. Do one thing at a time. Focus on one area, one key point at a time, and don't move on to the next one until you've done it. It's kind of like baby steps. It's breaking it down into smaller chunks, smaller bite-sized pieces that are easier and more manageable for your brain and body to deal with and to take on board. And especially if there's no one outside to tell you what to do, you really want to break it down into small chunks. So if I want to start articulating certain words clearer, I might want to start with, for a few days, start figuring out what my tongue's doing and if I can train my tongue to be more articulate. And once the tongue is kind of ready and limber and doing, more work for you, you can then work on your lips. And then from there, maybe your soft palate, and then maybe work on your breath control and, one thing at a time, and master that before you move on. That way you're going to build up blocks, and it's all going to be solid. Every one part will be finished, rather than half-heartedly doing one thing, half-heartedly doing something else to try and get to your bigger goal too quickly, because it'll then all crumble because there's nothing underneath it to support it and hold it up. Okay, so which brings me on to point number three. Record yourself. As you practice, as you go forward, as you rehearse, and as you exercise even, record it with your phone, either just audio or both video as well, so you can watch yourself and watch what you're doing. Whether a speaker or a singer, it doesn't really matter. If you're a voice artist, you really need to self-evaluate by watching yourself. So not only do you have a clear goal, not only have you broken that down into smaller bite-sized pieces, working on one at a time until it's finished, ready to move on, but you're analyzing yourself, you're looking at yourself, and that way you're going to know if you're doing it right, and you're going to know when to move on, because you're going to know when you've got it. And if you're not looking back at yourself, if you're not watching yourself, how do you know? Because no one else is out there doing it for you. That's it. This is how to self-analyze. Find a goal, break it down into small pieces, record yourself doing it, watch it back, and then make the changes necessary in order to move forward and get that voice that you want, that you deserve, and you can have. That is it for today. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.